It's time for the ETF Spotlight, where each week we highlight one exchange-traded fund. There are thousands of ETFs available to invest in. ETF Prime has sorted through them all, so you don't have to.
The ETF we're spotlighting this week is the Quadratic Interest Rate Volatility and Inflation Hedge ETF. The ticker symbol is IVOL, I-V-O-L. And joining us to discuss this ETF is Nancy Davis, founder of Quadratic Capital. She's also the portfolio manager for this ETF. And prior to founding Quadratic, Nancy actually spent nearly 10 years at Goldman Sachs. So she rose to become the head of credit derivatives and OTC trading there. She also previously managed a $500 million derivatives portfolio at Highbridge and served in a senior executive role at AllianceBernstein. Nancy is now on the line with us from New York. Nancy, a pleasure having you on the show this week.
Nate, thanks so much for having me on your podcast, ETF Prime. This is fabulous.
So, Nancy, this ETF just launched in May. There's really nothing else out there that's like this. Let's just jump right in. Walk us through what this holds, what the investment process is, and what the end investment goal is.
Yeah, no, it's very exciting to do something innovative in the ETF world. IVOL is a first-of-its-kind ETF because we own inflation-protected bonds, plus we own OTC, so over-the-counter options, that are tied to the shape of the interest rate yield curve. So it's very different. It's not another short duration or floating rate note or min-vol ETF. So we're excited about it.
Okay, so what's the investment goal here?
Yeah, so we give investors exposure to inflation-protected yield, number one. So it is a fixed income ETF. It's designed to hedge an increase in fixed income volatility. So when volatility increases, meaning there's market stress happening, IVOL is intended to appreciate under those circumstances because we own options. And when you buy an option, you're long volatility and you benefit from an increase in volatility. And we also profit from a steepening of the yield curve. And the yield curve, let me just define that, that's the difference between front-dated interest rates and long-dated interest rates. And it's a pretty exciting time because right now the yield curve, if you look at the Treasury yield curve, it's currently inverted. Now, that typically happens before an equity risk-off period. So what that means is an investor is actually paid more yield right now to own a three-month T-bill than a 10-year Treasury. And that's pretty wild if you think about it. You get paid more interest, more yield to have a shorter duration asset. So we profit from a normalization of those that situation. So when the yield curve steepens, we also benefit from that. And that can happen either from the Fed cutting rates more in the front end, or it can happen from a normalization of the long end where interest rate yields go higher. So it's a good replacement for people who own floating rate notes or bank debt or min-vol stocks or even just inflation-protected bonds.
Nancy, taking a step back, we always like to make sure we cover the basics on ETF Prime. Do you mind briefly explaining how both inflation-protected bonds, TIPS, and then these options on the interest rate swap curve work, just at a very high level?
Yeah, so TIPS benefit from real yields moving lower. So what we mean by real yields, and that's what the Fed ultimately targets and central banks around the world ultimately target, is the difference between nominal yields, which is the actual level of interest rate, and real yields are less the inflation. So right now, the CPI market is around 1.82%. And the market, the rates market, is pricing deflation for the next decade. So that's a pretty asymmetric time, and you can see that with the inverted yield curve. Like, if you think about what that means, the market is pricing deflation. So under normal circumstances, an investor is paid more yield for a longer duration security. And IVOL is designed to profit from a normalization of inflation expectations by owning these options on the shape of the yield curve, or a period of risk off where the Fed will cut rates in the front end and volatility typically increases during that market stress environment.
Yeah. So, Nancy, on that note, can you give us some sense as to the type of experience investors might expect with iVol? What does that risk-return profile look like? And I guess maybe another way to frame this is, look, iVol currently holds about 85% tips. So what does that additional 15% exposure to options provide on both the upside and the downside?
Yeah, so there are two ways that the options can make money or lose money. Two ways. Number one is an increase in fixed income volatility, specifically this is interest rate volatility, increases in vol, we do well in. We're designed to profit from that because we own options. A decrease in volatility, we tend to lose money because we also own options. That goes, the implied vol goes into the price of the option. And we also have the steepening of the yield curve. So we're designed to profit from either cuts from the Fed in the front end or an increase in yields in the back end. So for investors who own floating rate notes or bank debt or things that are tied to floating rate interest rates, this might be a better alternative so you don't have the credit exposure. This has no credit exposure. It's just sovereign bonds plus these options on the yield curve.
Now, let's say the yield curve remains flat, doesn't move at all. Then I'm assuming the options would be a drag on returns at that point, correct?
Most of the time in a steeper yield curve, the options actually have positive carry. Right now with the inverted yield curve, the options are negative carry, but we also have the return from the bonds. So it's a lot easier to own from an asset allocation point of view, interest rate volatility, than other types of volatility, which is right now in the exchange-traded product world, investors really only have a choice of owning equity vol. And that's the interesting thing. There are lots of different types of volatility. Every single asset class, whether it's commodities or FX or rates or credit or equities, they all have their own volatility markets. When we talk about volatility markets, we're talking about options.
Nancy, this is Jason Lank. How far out do you typically go from a time standpoint with the options in terms of roll? How often are you rolling these?
Yeah, so in our prospectus, we guide investors to say the average tenor of option maturity in our portfolio will be anywhere from 6 months to 2 years. Our holdings are fully disclosed on our website, too. So it's an active, transparent ETF, so you can see exactly what we hold every single day.
And Nancy, just to be clear, you alluded to this earlier. Where does this ETF fit in an investor's portfolio? And I guess along with that, this is a more complex strategy. So who should own this ETF?
Yeah, we're excited to do something really different in the ETF world and not another short duration or floating rate note product. If you think about the interest rate markets, it's the biggest market in the world. And there really isn't a product in the ETF world that's on interest rates. There's tons of products in the fixed income space that are credit spreads, right? So many things that trade, credit and are, have been benefiting from credit spreads tightening with equity markets rallying. But if you think about it, when equity markets sell off, typically credit spreads widen and typically bonds are bid. So this is a diversifier. So this is good for people who are worried about equity market sharks or recessions. An interest rate yield curve tends to steepen when we have large equity drawdowns because the Fed will cut rates in the front end and vol will increase. This is also great for investors who are worried about inflation with all the money printing going around globally, that we have options on basically inflation expectations. So it's a tips plus the shape of the yield curve. And that's very attractive because the market is pricing deflation for the next decade. And you can see that by the yield curve being inverted. We also benefit from rising long-term interest rates that hurt bond prices. So many investors that have, even if they have a shorter duration portfolio, when bond yields increase, prices of bonds go down, and so investors can lose principal. So it's a good hedge for a fixed income book or investors who have mortgages or real estate. And we also benefit from an increase in volatility.
Nancy, we have just a couple of minutes left. I know you've been extremely vocal about helping democratize access to investment strategies, right? Providing investors more choices, access to institutional caliber strategies. I'm curious, why do you feel so strongly about this?
This is a fabulous product for multitude of situations, in my opinion. And most investors don't have access to market because it's not listed. It's over the counter. So you have to have an ISDA. You have to have the ability to understand options and to be able to monitor that risk. So we really see iVol as an access vehicle to flatten the world of investing and give investors access to this product that is so important for their overall wealth of their portfolio. Because most regular people, the majority of their net worth is tied up in their home. And that's iVol is designed to benefit from when mortgage rates increase, which is long-dated yields, we're designed to profit from that. And it's a very attractive hedge for just regular people who own homes. Because typically when you have rising long-dated rates, you have a decrease in real estate prices. So we think it is very appropriate for regular investors' portfolios, and we're excited to do something new and provide access to something really different. And the interest rate markets are also the largest market in the world. OTC rate markets have been estimated to be about $600 trillion, whereas the U.S. equity market cap is about $23 trillion. So think about it. It's anywhere from 25 to 30 times bigger than U.S. equities. And as far as I'm aware, this is the first product that actually trades interest rate options and bonds. So it's very exciting to do something different and offer investors more choices.
Well, Nancy, we are out of time, so we're going to have to leave it there. Congratulations on the ETF. Off to a good start, by the way. Last I checked, already more than $27 million invested in this ETF, which is fantastic, having launched only last month. Certainly wish you continued success. Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much.
That was Nancy Davis, founder of Quadratic Capital. The ETF is the Quadratic Interest Rate Volatility and Inflation Hedge ETF. And you can learn more about this ETF by visiting iVolETF.com.